You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Peasant magic. The Chang Xing, Wang Chi, Egg Chan, and Jack Burton have broken into Lo Pan's office. They have found the lift that goes down. They have just taken a magic potion from the Six Demon bag. They're feeling really invincible. And they get in the lift and they start going down. Jack is getting hot. Is it getting hot in here or is it just me? And then we cut to a large Buddha. The Lo Pan is talking to Chang Tai. And the belly of the Buddha opens. And it's a lift door. It's the best lift door ever. And if this is a great Buddha. If you look at it, it has a really... I just love the smile on his face at the top, just above the door as it opens, and we see Egg Chan and Jack walk out first. This is the great arcade fight we're getting to, and John Carpenter said, they shot this near the end of shooting, and he said by the time they shot this scene, they were really cooking, they were really organized, they had sort of learned everything they needed to learn and get organized for shooting this scene. Lo Pan is, we haven't seen him yet, but he's just talking over the, he's talking to Chang Tai, and he's going, great Chang Tai, equal with heaven, come into our presence and witness this holy matrimony. The camera moves around the corner and we see the great arcade. It's a fantastic set, and the Wing Kong, all the Wing Kong hatchet men are there with their weapons, watching Lo Pan up on this stage in front of this large, six-arm, big, fat belly statue. And there's Gracie Law and Mao Ying up on the stage, and a couple of old men as well. This is the trying to break the curse ceremony. So Wang Chi and the Chang Xing now join Jack Burton and Egg Chan. Wang sees his love, Mao Ying, and Egg tells them, and he kind of says, Mao Ying, and Egg says, and the ultimate evil spirit, calling Lo Pan. And the old man up on the stage hands Lo Pan a knitting needle. Well, it's called the needle of love, but I always think of it just as a knitting needle. And Lo Pan is still talking. He goes, and now, my beloved disciples, the moment of truth. He holds up the needle and says, the needle of love. And all the Wing Kong cheer and hold up their weapons. Jack has had enough of this. He is just ready for the fight to start. He gets his gun ready, clocks it, and says, I'd like to shoot that bastard. And Egg has to remind him, not until he's married. And Wang steps forward, gets the sword ready, and Egg explains that they have to wait till he is flesh. But Wang says that's going to be too late by then. Lo Pan is still talking to the Chang Tai. Old Chang Tai, all I ask is order to conquer this universe. So maybe there are other universes. Is that you grant me flesh and blood. He moves next to Lo Pan. Yes, guide my hand and insert this needle into Mao Ying. Wang takes out his weapon. He doesn't want this. He's ready to get into this fight. He can't let Lo Pan marry Mao Ying. He just goes against everything that he believes in. He doesn't want that to happen. But Egg stops him. Let him complete the ceremony. Then he is ours for certain. So once the ceremony is completed and he's married, they can kill him. Now, just if you watch this scene again, Egg Chan stops him and says, then he'll be ours for certain. You just see Jack Bunn move towards Wang Chi. Just a slight movement or a turn of the head. And in the deleted scenes, you see that Jack says to Wang and says, "You can get an annulment later." And I was, which is very funny. It's been very pragmatic, you know, very practical here. And it's true, they can do. And it's kind of a funny scene they could have left in, but maybe it just takes something away from the anger and that Wang Chi is feeling and doesn't want them to get married. We were all thinking it, but it's like it just would have taken something away from him. We cut to Lo Pan trying to stick this needle into Mao Ying's wrist, and sort of there's a red dot at the end of the needle, and he's saying, "Come, my love, give it to me." And James Hong here was getting a little bit overeager, and this needle was like one of those ones that you can kind of retracts, but it wasn't retracting as much, and he was pushing it really hard into Susie Powell's wrist and was hurting her, and you can just see she starts to winches in pain, just a slightly move, starts to move, but she holds it together very well. Lo Pan then sort of scratches his fingers. He puts his hand into his, he sort of scratches the ends of his fingers, and then he holds up his hand, and there is blood on it. "It's working, I'm mortal." Wang is still watching this going on, it's not happening. He hears something and looks down, and so do the others, Jack and Egg. They all look down and they see Guardian, the eye monster, is just sitting on the floor watching them, and now suddenly sees them and kind of goes, "Oh, I better tell Lo Pan." So he's been there for a while, but just suddenly starts to go. So he sort of looks at Lo Pan, hear this sort of noise, and that's him sending a message to Lo Pan. And Lo Pan looks over at them and sort of screams. Wang Chi kills him, and all the Wing Kong turn around. Now Jack is now ready for the fight. He wants this fight to start. But now in the script he was part of the fight. But for John Carpenter and Kurt Russell sort of getting to this point, everything that he's been through, you can't have him fighting at this moment. All the humour they brought up in the past, in this movie building up to this moment, you couldn't have him really sort of start fighting with these guys. It just wouldn't be very funny. So Kirk's ideas was you kind of need to take him out for the first few minutes of this fight. And it was his idea to sort of shoot the rocks down and land on his head. So Jack kind of says, "Look out, guys, he's really ready." This wakes up Gracie Law, and then just everyone yells at each other. The Wang Chi, the Wing Kong, the Chang Sings, they all yell. And then two shots up into the ceiling, and rocks fall down and knock out Jack Burton. Gracie's not happy with this. "No way," she says. And she just knocks one of those old men off the stage. Egg gets out sort of a lava crystal and just throws it at the Wing Kong, and it explodes. Sort of like a grenade, like a magic grenade. And then, this is a great fight scene. So there are way too many Wing Kong hatchet men to start with to go up against the Chang Sing. So that initial explosion has taken a lot out of them. So the Chang Sing are now really kicking ass. They're really sort of fighting, some great fighting moves going on here. And also we get to see Wang Chi getting into the fight. And he sort of runs upside down up on the ceiling and down. And he's fighting one of the Wing Kong hatchet men. And this makes Rain notice him. So Rain looks over and goes, "I'm going to have to fight you." You know, both got swords and they're going to have to fight a lot. Dennis Dunn would practice a lot on set for this fight. Now, Jack Burden is trying to get up and gets up off the wall, ready to get back into the fight. Lo Pan is still trying to get the needle into Mao Ying. And Gracie is trying to stop him, trying to grab the needle, and he just knocks her off the stage. And we cut back to to Wang and Rain, and they're really fighting here. It's probably one of my favourite fights of the scene that I always remembered as a kid, of these two fighting, and starts jumping through the air, so lots of backflips and everything like that. We then cut to Jared Okamura, and he gets killed by one of the Chang Sings. Very sad. Is the Golden Six Shooter. Jared Okamura is the Golden Six Shooter. and he gets killed by one of the Chang Sings, who sort of gets stabbed in the from behind on the shoulders. The Chang Sing looks at Jack. Jack is just happy. He's trying to. He hasn't not in the fight yet. He's trying to get into the fight, but he's just seeing all this going on around him. And the Chang Sing just gives him the I call it the Dragon Claw, sign. And they're just the finger in the air pointing to each other when you hold up to say that okay, good form. And he's just so he sees Lo Pan. Jack gets his gun ready, and he's about to shoot, but then Thunder grabs his gun and smashes it. Just destroys his gun before he's even got to really shoot it at anybody. Just at the ceiling that caused the rocks to fall. But his gun is now destroyed. So he's going about to fight Jack Burton, but Egg Chan is there to save the day. He looks over and sees Thunder standing there about to fight Jack Burton. He pulls out one of those exploding crystals and throws it at Thunder. And this blows Thunder up and out of the arcade, out of the room. It kind of gets him out of the way for later. And it saves Jack. Rain and Wang are still fighting. They're still fighting. A really great backflips here from Wang. And he can now... Wang can still see that Lo Pan is bleeding. He's trying to get out of this fight. He needs to go and save Mao Ying. He has to try and get out of this fight quickly so he can go save Mao Ying. Jack tries to get his knife out of his boot. So he's on the floor. And then one of the spirit warriors, they're the guards in the golden armor, is standing over Jack with a big sword. And just sort of falls onto Jack. Jack grabs the sword, and then as he's falling down, he kind of sticks the knife into the warrior, and falls back. And he's just stuck there on the ground. So the fight is still going on here. Wang Chi and Rain still fighting, and they keep sort of jumping up, hitting a few hits in the sky as they kind of fly past each other with the sword. So this is all done by trampolines. So it wasn't some of this was done by trampolines. A lot of this, they would jump up to, and not wire work. The scene later when they are both together and they're flying through the air, jumping the same way, and they're fighting in the air. That was done by they actually standing still. They are still. And the background is moving on a screen, like a movie projection screen. It's being moved behind them. And then they land, but Jack is still stuck on the floor. Lo Pan starts to drink Mao Ying's blood. And then Egg Chan puts together this sort of crystal bazooka. And anyway, he's got this crystal, he kind of puts it inside a tube or something else. Lo Pan sees him and hands Mao Ying off to Lightning, who's standing there, and the crystal explodes behind them and destroys the statue. And then we cut back to Wang and Rain, and they're doing that fight that I was just talking about when they are flying through the air in the same way, and they land and look at each other, and Wang Chi just does the eyebrows, like raises the eyebrows. And Jack Burton is still stuck. Lo Pan is getting to a ready for a fight. He looks at Egg Chan and says, "Peasant magic." I'm going to stop it there.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It'll be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio @biggertrouble_in_little_china. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.